And so, apparently, Oklahoma wants that spotlight. So, Oklahoma gets that spotlight.
He's going to invent a Deer Creek High School.
Fox 25's David Chazanov has reaction from the district and its parents tonight. David, what are you hearing?
Attaboy Wendy, a parent whose child attended the event calls it deeply disturbing, and we do want to warn you the video you're about to see may be graphic to some viewers.
Yeah.
This video shows Deer Creek High School students licking toes at a fundraising event Thursday. We have blurred their faces to hide their identity.
It was surprising. I didn't think they were going to be able to do that. I was just shocked. I didn't really have, a feeling. I was, kind of disgusted, but then, kind of glad I wasn't over there.
He is devouring them!
Whatever she told me yesterday that was happening, I had to ask her, wait, what?
The Deer Creek School District confirmed the video with Fox 25, saying the students volunteered in challenges to help raise money during their philanthropy week.
I am all for fundraising and all for really fun and silly things, but that right there just seemed a little excessive.
Oh my!
Deer Creek Schools says every student who participated signed up for the games they played ahead of time, and that no faculty or staff were involved during the assembly. They note that the fundraising week helped raise more than $152,000.
It's really great that they raised a lot of money. I feel like maybe they could have done a little bit more accountability and ownership in that statement for, maybe we didn't fully think this thing through here.
It's real, It's real interesting because they clearly have the voice distorted of the concerned parent calling. Even with the voice distorted, you can hear how calm and relaxed the concerned parent is about minors. And you see the video, they're clearly licking adults' toes. And they're real groovy with that. I just want to hear how the same person talks when a transgender person exists and they know about it.
And we asked the district if students signed permission slips to do these activities, but we did not hear back. Reporting live in Deer Creek, David Chazanoff, Fox 25 News.
David, thank you. Now, Superintendent Ryan Walters reacted to the video tonight. He posted on social media saying, quote, "This is disgusting. We are cleaning up this filth in Oklahoma schools. Our agency is investigating." The superintendent also responded to a post by Ted Cruz, which reads, "This is child abuse." Superintendent Walters says he completely agrees and, quote, "We are stopping this in Oklahoma."
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, you're not. Again, it's that old thing. You're sorry because you got caught. And furthermore, let's take a look over here. News Channel 8, ABC affiliate, published October 30th and updated November 1st, 2023. So just a few months ago. Let's take a look at Dr. Jeanette Marshall. That looks like Jeanette. I think that may just be Jeanette. So many names in the world. All right, so Dr. Jeanette Marshall is a school board member. And let's take a little glancy-poo at this here article. So a Tulsa school board member called out the racist behavior and voted against the renewal of the charter for the Tulsa Honor Academy. Tulsa Honor Academy. It was a tense meeting as the board member, Dr. Jeanette Marshall, repeatedly used the N-word to express her disgust with allegations of racist happenings at the middle school. It was a standing room only, with speaker after speaker expressing support for the renewal of the Tulsa Honor Academy charter. And let's take a look at what Dr. Jeanette Marshall dealt with when a student came to speak to her.
Still, it was Dr. Jeanette Marshall's turn to speak.
I'm furious about this. I'm sick to my stomach about it.
The board member, incensed after speaking with students and staff, she says, who relayed an undercurrent of racism.
When an African-American female student comes to me and says that a Hispanic student has called me a and I kept asking that student to stop, and he kept calling me a so I hit him, and I was suspended, and the condition for me to come back to school was to make a public apology when yet nothing happened to the Hispanic student. That's disparity. That's racism. And that is the epitome of a hostile environment.
As packed as the room was, it was eerily silent as Dr. Marshall drove home the seriousness of the situation by not holding back her choice of words.
I refuse to say the N-word. I refuse to make anybody comfortable by just saying the N-word. The word is and it's unacceptable.
And you know, they kept beeping it for the news, but I hope she was hitting the ER on them, that it's nigger. You know, like, that's how I like to handle it when I'm interacting with Western culture people. It's nigger, right? Because nigga, it's not a different word. It's just a habitual accentuation. It's a forced accentuation. Everyone that says nigga, even when I'm saying, when I'm just chatting, talking, I'm like, man, check these niggas out over here. I'm forcing an accentuation. I'm still saying nigger. Like, we're not silly. Like, if you hear someone say, the word yard, but then you hear someone from somewhere in the Northeast say, hey, we're in the yard, it's not a different fucking word. It's an accentuation. We know this. Don't be a silly Billy McGilly for really. Come on now.
The school's founder says they've taken numerous steps to address the issue, including meeting with families, having listening sessions, bringing in consultants, and continual training.
Now, obviously, of course, I'm going to be in favor of my own ideas because they're my ideas. I'm going to be biased in favor of my own ideas because I think they're right because they came from me. And I also don't come from all this extended family shit, and I think that gives me a perspective that frankly, yeah, is more logical and is less, oh, my feelings based, right? Because here's how you handle it. The parents of that Hispanic student that kept calling the African girl nigger, they should have to be on camera for the news, for the school board, explaining where they think they may have fucked up in raising their kid, or if they think they fucked up, if they think they're doing great by raising the boy that goes to school to call little African girls nigger. Now, I know why you're against it. You're probably a parent, and you're like, but what if it's my kid? I don't want to have to go up there and do the explainer. Bad policy, Mr. William. Bad policy. Because parents suck ass and are bad at raising, very specifically, fucking boys. The boys will be boys model. It goes into your so-called progressivism as well. Because you think you're doing such a good job that you can just leave them alone now. Boys have to be rigidly monitored, rigidly managed. Because the very second they are around another boy or a man, they are immediately trying to groom them into being virulent misogynists, racist, transphobes, ableist, assholes. They're trying to make your boys rapists every second they get. So you have to be on it, and if you're not, you're an irresponsible breeder.
For Marshall, however, it was too little too late.
All of a sudden, now you're gonna change.
What's more, she said, she's heard concerns that the environment might lead to violence.
They go to school in a state of fear because they don't know if the bullying culture is gonna lead to someone coming in with a gun.
Bert Mumolo, News Channel 8.
Now, the folks down at the news outlet, KJRH TV Tulsa, they caught up with Jeannette Marshall for some further commentary.
We are standing here today on hallowed sacred ground. 1921 yet exists and is alive in 2023.
Inside the Greenwood Cultural Center, school board member Dr. Janetti Marshall called claims of a racially abusive school environment at Tulsa Honor Academy the worst she's heard of in her 7 years at the district. During a news conference on Thursday, Marshall cited various claims, including disproportionate discipline against black students.
This is not acceptable, and we will not set and allow our voices to be silenced.
Sherry Alspach says her son, Caden Matthews, was the subject of racist language and bullying so much that she unenrolled him Monday.
Multiple teachers pick on students there, and they have their chosen few that they pick on, and they are mostly of non-Hispanic origin. Not necessarily African American, some are white. It's bad.
The school CEO, Elsie Ureta Pollock, sent us a lengthy statement Thursday afternoon touching on the many claims. One excerpt says, quote, "While we have taken many steps to address these racial incidents, we know that this is an ongoing effort. This issue must be addressed at school, at home, in our broader community. Our school culture improvement plan, which began in January of 2023, outlines THA's plan to continue addressing these issues, which includes a partnership with the Restorative Justice Institute of Oklahoma." Marshall first spoke out in a Board of Education meeting Monday before a vote to renew TPS's contract with the charter school.
"I've also listened to the voices of those who felt ostracized because they were..."
And of course, that beep was Janetti Marshall again leaning on them with it, "because they're niggers." Which, I swear to fuck, I would like for the FCC to just lift the nigger ruling. Like, the nigger ruling is really only there to make the white moderate more comfortable with watching the news story. Uh-uh. Bring nigger back. Take nigger off the FCC list of words that can't be aired. Uh-uh. Air it. Air them saying it back to back, multiple times, over and over again. Air it, air it, air it. Right? And let me just tangent over to that buster ass nigger, Dave Chappelle, since we're dropping the accentuation on it. Remember Dave Chappelle going up on Netflix to fucking complain about trans people for hundreds of millions of dollars to complain about trans people in public, because that's what getting canceled is. Remember that he was like, "Oh, I went on Comedy Central and I could say the N-word all day, but I couldn't say..." And then he yells the homophobic slur, and he makes a point to like yell the homophobic slur louder than the rest of the sentence as he continues on with what is allegedly his bit. He left out that he was saying it on a premium cable channel. Comedy Central isn't a regular channel you can get with fucking rabbit ear TV antennas. You have to have cable. You have to have premium cable to get Comedy Central, so they get to say that. But even furthermore, on that same show where he said the N-word so darn much, the Chappelle show, he had there was a joke on there in the Clayton Bigsby episode where he said, "There's nothing wrong with, if you don't like Will and Grace, doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It means there's something wrong with Will." Showing that in the writing and performing of that program, he was aware of the Will and Grace show. The Will and Grace show, where Eric Cormack's character, he comes into the apartment with a little bag of snacks that I probably can't afford from some place in New York that I'm not allowed to look at from my tax bracket. And Sean Hayes' character says,
"Hey, what's in the bag, Fat?"
Interesting stuff. Was Mr. Chappelle not aware of that? I'm tangenting hard. I don't like any fucking body. Fuck these Oklahoma niggas. Fuck Dave Chappelle. Fuck the motherfuckers. I don't know. What? One more from Will and Grace. Couldn't find the clip I was looking for where he was talking about a series of films that someone appeared in. But there was also this one from when the Will character didn't like Jack's character at the exercise gymnasium place with the weights and mats. I don't know. I don't go to these buildings.
Sometimes he's just, I don't know, sometimes he's just such a fag.
And let it see known, in the history of this podcast, that's the only time you're going to hear that fucking word. But, yeah, back to the shit. Oklahoma schools, eh?
We are shocked and saddened and outraged at the allegations levied against one of our longtime employees today.
60-year-old Thomas Raymond Garner was arrested Wednesday morning on several counts of rape. The victim, a former student of Garner's science class. Police say she was also a member of the National Honor Society, which Garner was an advisor of. What tipped off officials years later? Rumors of their sexual relationship wandering the halls.
This information was relayed to our Criminal Investigations Division for follow-up. CID staff spoke with the reported victim.
Officials say the victim gave, quote, great detail related to several inappropriate sex acts involving Garner. She revealed to police those sexual relations happened both on school property and at Garner's home in Oklahoma City. Police say the victim also provided physical evidence further linking him to the crime.
At this time, the employee has been suspended, as this is a personnel issue and an active investigation.
But as the news broke, it left Mustang High parents a bit on edge. We spoke with a mom off camera who says, quote, I'm in shock seeing as how he's been a teacher for 33 years. It brings to mind the question, how many others?
We will support our Bronco family as we unpack this situation together.
It brings to mind the question, how many others? How many others? How many others? How many others? How many others?
And let's not forget the earlier days of podcasting, back when Phoenix Collider was only about a year in. You remember 2015? Remember 2015? We're going a bit above the middle school, the high school, the elementary school. We'll bounce right back, though. I'm over here at Slate.com. I know, right? Slate. Get the fuck out of here. University of Oklahoma fraternity closed after racist chant video was posted online. Article up by Ben Mathis Lilly. March 9th, 2015. Oh, damn, we're in the month of March now. Cool. University of Oklahoma chapter of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon SAE fraternity has been closed by the National SAE organization after a video began circulating online that reportedly shows several young, Oklahoma University frat brothers in formal wear chanting, quote, there will never be a nigger at SAE. Never be a nigger at SAE. And referring to lynching. This is 2015. You gotta think, all these cats were in their 20s then. 2024 is 9 years later. They're in their 30s. They're lawyers. They're being groomed to be judges. They're running for office. They are in hiring and firing positions now. Think they changed? You probably do, because you're probably a silly person and you don't like when you feel sad, because you don't understand that feeling sad now doesn't mean that you're still gonna feel sad later. Internalize it now, deal with it, feel sad about it now, feel glum. Feel blue. You can't escape it because it's going to come after you anyway. You need to learn how to work through that shit. And the only way to learn how to work through that shit is by dealing with it. Not by running away from programs like this. This is produced well. This is enjoyable to listen to. Smoke a joint. Have a glass of cheap red wine. What is it? Red Moscato? Hey, come on. Barefoot bubbly. Right? So, have a sit down. Sit with how unhappy it makes you. Because, you know, a little later, you'll be watching your favorite television program, Murder, She Wrote, or whatever it is you're into. Right? Golden Girls. And you'll enjoy that. Sophia will say the line, and then Dorothy will say the other line, and then Blanche will chime in. And then, goddammit, Rose is gonna shut the scene down with the slapper. The knee slapper, you might say. You're fine. You're gonna be fine. But deal with the fact that this group of males right here...
They'll never be niggers. They'll never be niggers.
Yep, hang them from a tree. There will never be a nigger at SAE. Hang them from a tree. And remember, they're lawyers. They're doctors. They're doctors with black child patients. All right? And just know that that is the real world you live in. And also, everyone interacting with them has no idea that this is whom and what they are. The only reason that the few of us know is because of this video. And the only reason a few of us even remember is because we care about such things. Far as I'm concerned, whenever you see a person of whom would be classified as white, it's most pragmatic, most logical, to just assume that they're this and just not on camera.
Thanks for following that. New at 5, we're now seeing the very moment police arrested a Perkins Tryon third grade teacher accused of being drunk at work on the first day of school.
I've got a friend right here in Perkins.
No,
please.
No, you're under arrest.
Please don't do this.
It's too late.
No, please, please, please.
That's Kimberly Coates. In police body cam video released today, she initially said she took medication for anxiety. Coates then agreed to a breathalyzer test, which showed she was 3 times the legal limit for alcohol. She said she drank the night before, but the superintendent later came back from her classroom with a blue cup, which seemed to prove otherwise.
Okay, no more games, right?
Yeah.
Other than that.
My juice?
Nigger.
That there is wine.
Police say Coates eventually admitted to drinking wine on her way to work. A search of online court records shows she has not yet been charged.
Well, that's not drinking and driving. That's driving and drinking. Come on now.
It's kind of getting common. It's when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers.
They're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving. Pretty soon we're going to be calm in this country.
Let's move around a little bit more. Again, this is not really a news episode so much as this is a spotlight episode. We're over here at KFOR once again. And you know what? Hey, why don't you go on YouTube and do the same thing I did? I'm subscribed to KFOR Oklahoma News 4, which is how I catch some of these things any darn way. On the YouTube, I'm actually subscribed to probably, and this is going to sound real goofy and I understand that, to like 30 just random sort of localized news outlets, because that's where this shit gets published. All right. Let's get back to it. This one, 4 years ago, that's why I wanted to emphasize that this is a spotlight and not so much news. We're just looking at what's going on with Oklahoma schools, which I would not be surprised if you could do for so many school districts. What's going on with education and Western culture? What's going on with Western culture? What's going on with capitalism? What's going on with patriarchy? What's going on with white supremacy? What's going on with rape culture? Y'all need feminism. Badly.
Many times the teacher's allowed to resign, and they just move on to another school.
And that may have been what happened here. Robert Blankenship was a teacher at Wellston Mid-High. That's where investigators say he started a relationship with a female student in December of 2018 that allegedly turned physical. At one point, allegedly touching her inappropriately inside a locked classroom. Months later, and before charges that would have turned up on a background check are filed, he's back in a classroom, this time at Star Spencer in Oklahoma City.
It's scary. Like, I didn't even think that would happen at this school. I mean, I heard other schools, but I never thought it'd be happening to my daughter's school.
The school district saying in a statement, OKCPS works to ensure state law and board policies are followed, and if violations are found, they are quickly addressed. Because this is a personnel issue, we cannot comment further at this time. Lincoln County DA Alan Grubb says that's why he goes straight to the state school board.
What I'm trying to do is notify the state school board whenever we have a teacher inappropriate with a student so that they can stop, so that we're not putting other children in jeopardy.
Angela Shen, Oklahoma's News 4.
Rest in peace, Next Benedict. I will drop one more here, and we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. Had some trouble uploading. There was some trouble. There was an outage in the area of cable service with the folks at Comcast Xfinity. So my bad to the Patreon subscribers. Episodes struggling to get it up, but gosh darn it, I'm going to get it up. And we're going to get the heck on out of here. This is not great.
Teacher's assistant and the school district where he worked have both been named in a new lawsuit with some disturbing allegations of sexual abuse.
Our KOCO's Evan Onstad has reviewed that lawsuit, who joins us here in studio. Evan, we know the alleged victim here is a special needs student.
Yeah, a teenage girl, almost entirely nonverbal, with what the lawsuit describes as having the mental capacity of an 8-year-old. This lawsuit states that she and a male teaching assistant were discovered inside a closed cleaning closet. These allegations are out of southern Oklahoma in Carter County. The Tri-County Interlocal Co-op School District is named, as is the school's administrator. According to the lawsuit, the school had already been told about allegations from another family after that family said that they witnessed the employee sexually groping their own special needs daughter. The lawsuit saying, quote, the risk of danger was obvious and known to Tri-County School District, and that, quote, the district's actions and inactions created an opportunity for the employee to continue to abuse students. The lawsuit even states that the chief of police questioned the employee after he was found in the closet with the girl, and that he admitted that he had touched the girl in the closet for sexual gratification. Still, charges in this were later dropped against the employee. That is why we are not naming him today, but we will continue to follow this case.
Look, folks, be as sad as possible wherever you are. Be as mad as possible wherever you are. And wherever you are, seek to install justice, and you'll get another happy moment. Listening to this episode is not the beginning and or end of your day, right? The sun will set in a better way than this.